In recent weeks, a range of proposed modifications to Town Square have been suggested in the hopes of discouraging the illicit activities of teens and others who spend time in the park. In an article in the Anchorage Daily News on October 10th, a downtown policeman stated that young people can be spotted doing drugs, having sex, and smoking spice in Town Square. Interested community members have mentioned ideas including removing structures such as hills and trees to eliminate shielded places, as well as a solution from the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. The PAC's plan would play classical music from a speaker system on the side of the building overlooking Town Square. In the same Daily News article, this proposal was justified by an assumption that Town Square regulars who may drink or do drugs in the park wouldn't want to listen to classical music. It was also mentioned that classical music is not favored by teenagers and would help to deter teens from hanging out there. At ATME, we thought this was a pretty bold stereotype about youth in general. Some Anchorage students, ages 15 to 18, shared their opinions concerning classical music in the park.
It wouldn't drive me away at all. I'd actually probably go check it out and see what's going on. I know there's been instances where other music's been played in Town Square, and I always like checking out local music and stuff.
I actually wouldn't mind it very much because classical music has been a big part of my life. I've played violin since I was about 6, so I actually enjoy classical music.
I think it would actually just entertain me to go there because I like classical music and it'd be fun to listen to. I mean, it's not ideal for hanging out with friends because you might be trying to have a conversation and might interrupt you.
These aren't necessarily the kids who hang out in Town Square, but the youth we interviewed downtown felt pretty similar regarding classical tunes from the PAC.
That would be cool. It'd be kind of soothing. I like classical music.
I think it'd be awesome. It'd be great. People walking around, either at night or day. I don't know what time it'd be played, but just to hear it and wonder where that's come from. Oh, it's coming from the PAC.
You should play K-Fat. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, if you want to grab like the ears of the listeners, most everybody does listen to K-Fat out here. If you're going to play it out here late, I mean, that would be totally cool. I mean, a lot of people would actually probably enjoy that. Definite.
It might be soothing.
I like classical, but I gotta be like stealing cars or something.
Though some people in the park declined to comment, one told us it would be pretty trippy, and a few shook their heads. But it wasn't clear if this was because they disagreed with the idea or they just didn't want to be recorded. There was a general feeling that it might be weird for the PAC to start blasting composers through downtown, but no one seemed downright opposed to it, and it certainly didn't seem to make them think about abandoning Town Square. It will definitely be interesting to see which solutions to improving Town Square's safety are implemented and how their outcomes unfold. Whether the idea includes some symphonic sensations in Anchorage's downtown park or not. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Beret Hirsch.